Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, PermaSeal, Dykstra Home Services, and Carrie Kohler from the Kohler Group, Coldwell Banker. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. I am David Hochberg, your host. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We have experts in here that would like to analyze your home's challenges, but we can't see them, and a picture speaks a thousand words, they say. So send those pictures to 312-981-7200. As the big voice man already said, we've got Roy Spencer, PermaSeal. We've got the Rich Dykstra Sr. from Dykstra Home Services. Your daughter chickened out again from, she's down in Jamaica. Whatever. We've got MegaPros Jeremy from MegaPros Home Improvement, and Carrie Kohler from the Kohler Group, Caldwell Banker. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Elwood Bunny, how many miles in Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago. Chicago.
The Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. That's WGNDavid.com, 312-981-7200. Excited to have Carrie Kohler in the house, first time on the radio. Let's go around the horn. We usually start ladies first, but since it's your first time, Carrie, I'll let you get your feet under you. We'll go with the grizzled veterans.
Yeah.
Rich Dykstra, how are you, my friend?
Doing good, David.
Thank you for the donation.
That's okay.
From Dykstra Home Services and personally. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Very kind of you. What are you guys going to be talking about?
Well, we're going to be talking about furnace fraud. Stay away from it. How to stay away from it. What to look for.
Furnace fraud.
Furnace fraud. People will come out on a
cold day like today.
Cold day like today. Clean and check your furnace for $40 and then upsell you to something you don't need for $1,500 or $2,000.
You don't hear those stories at all, do you?
Yes, unfortunately, we do.
All right. What's the phone number of website if our listeners want to reach out to you?
1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuy.com.
Is your daughter really in Jamaica, or she just doesn't have the guts to come down to be on the radio?
She's really in Jamaica, but I think she's just afraid to come on to the show.
I think she's weak and doesn't have the
chutzpah.
Yeah, I was going to say another word, but chutzpah is probably more appropriate. It's more politically correct. All right, whatever.
Jen, she talks the talk, but doesn't walk the walk.
I just find it ironic. The week she's supposed to come, oh, I got a vacation. I got an offer to go to Jamaica on vacation. I have to go. Yeah,
weird.
Whatever.
Yeah. Weird.
Whatever.
Weak. Yeah. Roy Spencer, PermaSeal, how are you, buddy?
I'm great. I'm really puzzled by that. I can't imagine where else I'd want to be than right here.
Seven below out with the wind chill.
Offered me a trip to Jamaica.
Send a picture
I got the Sweet Home Chicago show to do. I'd love to go, but
send a picture of a frosted mug looking out over a pool with palm trees, as if this isn't pulled from some type of picture file on the internet. Whatever. she's cowering under her bed on the south side of Chicago.
No, we have her dogs, so she can't be home.
Oh, okay. Well, she's whatever. 312-981-7200. We're going to be talking about Mr. Spencer.
Well, a couple things. We had a little rain last week, and we got the calls I knew we would get with frozen discharge lines when the pumps had to activate and the basement's flooded because their discharge line was frozen. I just want to remind people about that. And then I've got a good news, bad news situation to talk about.
Carrie Kohler, the Kohler Group Caldwell Banker, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
Have you ever heard your name on the radio on the big boomer here at AM 720 WGN?
I have not. It is very exciting.
Well, first time for everything, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. You work with our loan officer, Steven Hendrickson. He does a lot of loans for your team, and I'm just like, hey, we have an opening today. Why don't you come on? What are you going to be talking about on today's show, Carrie?
Well, first of all, we love partnering with Steve. We're having an awesome experience. And I'm going to be talking about trends in real estate.
Trends in real estate. Still hot?
still hot.
Okay, because Amy was in here a couple of weeks ago. She said that the inventory is lower today than it was at its lowest point last year, which is at record lows. So you're even we're even at even record lows now.
That is correct.
All right, and we've got strategies to combat that yes. coming up. MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement. Your father's down on a beach for what, T-minus 30 days. Is that
I think so. Yeah.
We have the countdown.
Yeah, there's a countdown somewhere.
You have an atomic clock in the
pretty
in the
much
office?
When he gets here, I leave. So,
what are you going to be talking about?
I'm just here for you.
Just here for me.
Just here for you. Yep.
God help us
all. That's the only reason why I'm here, Dave.
All right. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We raised over $215,000 last week, last weekend, with over 630 donors. So throughout the show, I'm just going to I'm going to thank 10 people each break. And we're going to start this one with Peggy Walker, Andrew Hecht, Mindy Appel, Matt O'Shea, Corey Levin, Donna Chenworth, Tim Peterson, Mary Lou Johnston, Michael Heaven, Howard Wright, Robin Thomas, and Roseanne Domenico. Thank you for your donation. Doesn't matter how much you gave. And thank you for helping us support the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation by over 400 vests. We are super, super appreciative of your time and of your money and of your thought and caring to help us reach our goal. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM. When we come back, we're going to hear scams, air conditioning and heating scams from the Rich Dykstra Sr. because your daughter chickened out coming in here. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
My blower has been running for the last 10 years.
Dave is going to go somewhere with that.
I already did. I checked with his wife, and she confirmed that. Our listeners know.
They know.
Sarcastic remark
is
coming.
Like a soft pitch and a home run derby.
I know. 3-2 fastball, and the fastball's coming.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We don't miss anything here, Rich.
Nah, I know.
You start talking about things running.
You don't lose anything either.
Especially blowers. Yeah. You got to talk about it. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You have some scams that our listeners need to be aware of that I wasn't aware of until you told me before the show that I think our listeners would be fascinated to hear.
There you go. This time of year, it seems that the snakes come out from under the rocks. The heating less reputable heating companies. We had an issue this past week. One of our listeners called in to get a price on duct cleaning. We gave it to him. Then he asked the question, what does it cost to deep clean my blower wheel? And motor and nice. Coil.
Nice. I've heard that. I haven't heard that one yet.
I know. And so David will take that and run with it.
I was just going to ask you to repeat that slower so to make sure Ben's got that.
So anyway, we went, sent a guy out there. They didn't need anything, but they were trying to upsell her. It was a $39 cleaning check, and the tech was trying to upsell her for this baloney, and it was almost $1,500 in upsell.
Wow.
Yeah. And unfortunately, they take advantage of seniors. They see the a wife by herself. They take advantage.
There's a special place in hell for people like that.
I'll tell you what, there should be. If there's not, there should be. So we took care of her. It was nice. A $98 cleaning check, and that was it. That's all she needed.
And they were trying to pump her through with another
$1,500.
The deep clean.
Deep.
The ultra deep clean.
Ultra deep clean of her wallet.
Yeah.
Is there any such a thing as a deeper clean than a regular clean?
If the blower is really dirty, sometimes we have to pull it out. You take it outside and blow it out. With air. That's it.
And what would cause a blower to be extremely dirty? Just not
dirty
cleaning?
Dirty filters.
Okay.
Dirty filters. Or not having a filter.
Which we talk about all the time.
Yep. And that's the single biggest problem that we see now. Furnaces are shutting off. The new ones will cycle three times on limit. They get hot. So then it's dirty filter every time. We go out, pull the filter. It costs them, if it's on a weekend, $150 to change a filter. So it's silly. Just maintain it.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I thought about you as I was driving. I had a meeting in Schaumburg. A breakfast meeting I broke bread with Gary Rabine.
Oh yeah, okay,
yeah.
Rabine Construction.
He made a sizable donation to our Vestathon, and I went out there to learn about his company and everything that he's doing. And saw as I was going south on 53 heading to Schaumburg off of Dundee, I saw a right by the Arlington Park, there was a
billboard.
Billboard. Thank you.
A sign.
A sign. That special heating and air conditioning unit, right, for $58.99 or $58.59, whatever it was, right under $6,000. And I flash back to the conversations that you've had with our listeners here. Don't wait, because it's going up 15%. COVID-driven inflation going up 15%. We were talking prior to the show that same unit 2 years ago, instead of 59, is going would have sold for how much?
Probably 39.
39.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah. It's $2,000 more today.
Oh, that's crazy. Just absolutely. And all the support, the problem is all the support material to install a furnace and air conditioner has also gone up. The PVC pipe, the conduit, the wire, it's through the roof. Through the roof. So there's no advantage to wait. You know, we'll hear, well, I'm going to wait till next year. There's no advantage to doing that.
Why? Wait, so if you're freezing your rear end off in your house today, it's 7 below. I don't listen to much what Don Kleppen says, but when he talks about my barometer and the weather, because I asked him, you know, to because I sponsor the barometer reading because it's very important. The
to you
to me. So just get with the program. Okay, focus. I'm focusing here.
Okay, got it.
If it's 7 below with the wind chill. And we're walking across the Michigan Avenue Bridge to get here today.
I mean, it was cold.
It was bone-jarring cold. Yeah. And I'm just like, well, what the hell's going on here? Then I get up here, and then Kleppen says it's 7 below with the wind chill.
Yeah.
Why would you want to be uncomfortable for another 60 days, right? Because, listen, we've turned the corner, okay? Right. We're at the end of February, mid-February. We've got another 60 days of this nonsense, and then hopefully the weather breaks, and then Roy's out there, you know, digging out basements, because then it starts raining for a month, and then all that water goes into people's... Another thing, right? You had water last year. Oh, it'll be fine. Same thing with people freezing their rear ends off. I don't understand that logic.
Yeah. I mean, they'll go out and buy electric heaters trying to make it till summer.
Right.
And that one commercial that we run, was your furnace broke at the end of last year?
Right.
It's still broke.
Same thing Roy runs.
Yep.
You did your basement leak last year? It's probably going to leak this year.
Yep, exactly right. Why they wait, I have no idea.
And if everybody over at home is wondering who's pounding on the table, that's Rich Dykstra.
Always.
He does a very nice job.
He's passionate.
I've got my hands folded now.
It's 26 months, don't bang the table. Blow right through the red light. But if you take a look at everything, if everybody wants to know what all you kids out there, this is my Lou Boudreaux moment, you want to learn about inflation. 2 years ago, August of 2018, okay, to August of 2020, it cost you about $403 to finance $100,000. In this market, it's now $495. So it's going to cost you $90 a month to finance the same $100,000 on your mortgage. When you go to fill up your tank of gas, okay, it all goes to, and all the businesses know this, if you're a family of two and you're schlepping your kids around, all right, you're driving around, it's a tank of gas a week. It's an extra $200 per car. There's another $400 coming out of your disposable income.
Yep.
These are facts.
Yeah.
Okay. When you go to buy, you know, some eggs or groceries, my wife to buy milk, there was no milk. I mean, I thought I was living in, you know, the Soviet Republic. You know, we couldn't find milk.
Yeah.
The milk's at unbelievable price. Everything's up. The furnace, if you need a new furnace, your student loans are going to start hitting in May. And guess what? If you think they're going to kick it back, I highly doubt that with the inflation we got going on. They can't, you know, they've got to pull back on the money supply here some way, and having money go towards the student loans. But that $2,000 2 years ago,
yeah,
the cost of a furnace just blows my mind.
Yeah, it's crazy. I've never seen prices go up like they have gone now. I've never seen them go up like they do. Used one increase a year, 5%, 10%. Mm-hmm. Last year we had 31%.
31% just in the unit itself.
Just in the equipment.
And you were warning everybody, you said it's coming, buy your furnace now, buy your air conditioner now, it's coming.
Yep, it came.
Boy, did it ever. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Marine Glen Ellen, you like to ask
Hi.
Rich about an electric furnace. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Yes, I am in an all-electric building and have an electric furnace and air conditioner. And the furnace filter that was in there when I purchased the place was the wrong size. And they had cut it down smaller. And so I had already purchased a few. I've been cutting them down. And I'm trying to determine what is the correct size of the filter for my furnace.
If you can send me the make and model number, I can get that for you. I can get back to you after the show.
Is it wise? Maureen, is it wise for our listeners to be sizing their own filters?
Isn't that furnace filter? You're talking about a filter.
I mean, is it smart for them to be sizing their own furnace filter?
No, they're made. Whatever size filter she needs is made.
Right.
It's just the guy before her was cutting them down.
Oh, was cutting them down. Because he or she didn't have the right size filter.
Right. Couldn't find it. Right.
How about?
Oh, excellent. Oh, okay, how do I contact you?
It's 1-800-421-3220. Mm-hmm. Or WGNHeatingGuy.com.
Wonderful. It is a Carrier, and I have the model number. But
oh, perfect. Send that to me, and I'll have it for you right after the show.
Hang on, Laurie. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
No. Hang on, Maureen. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're awesome. Hang tight. 1 second. 312-981-7200. I'd like to thank Brian Summers, Barbara Zeba, Richard Schroeder, Brian Letts, Mike Boncha, Niall Rowan, Paul Chapowski, Mary Meredith, Linda Block, Amy McCousis, and Sean Zalweck for donating to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation Bulletproof Vestathon that we had. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Coming up next, Roy Spencer with all of your basement flood protection questions and keeping your basement dry questions and personal life questions and relationship questions.
Definitely relationship questions.
Roy's getting into relationship counseling as well.
He's a love expert.
He's a love expert on the show. He's a love doctor.
Yeah,
he's
pretty much a love doctor.
Home Sweet Home Chicago, love doctor Roy Spencer coming up after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Roy Spencer, Mr. Permaseal.
You know, as far as your product, what's the process with that?
We have our Permaseal way of doing things, but it starts with crack, the entire crack, the most common crack, structural crack, excavate the crack, see the crack. But that's just crack repair, and there may be a crack there, there may be not.
I'm also thinking about being a crack dealer. We're not like a main crack dealer, but more like a nice one. Just kind of friendly, like, hey, what's up, guys?
Crack talk with Mr. Permaseal.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You literally said crack like 15 times.
Oh, you didn't edit that at all.
Not at all. No, I'm just like I've got my fingers going. Then I ran out of fingers. I had to do the marks like four and then a stripe through it. And I'm like, Ben, you got this? He's like, I got it. We're gonna have crack talk coming up. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Text messages coming in for you, Mr. Spencer. We had a question about the way we 847. Listen all the time. My question is for Roy, Dr. Love, and they even put Dr. Love at 10:03 prior to me even stating that. No. The texter put it down there.
Okay.
Is there an order to do the work in this texter's home? Permafoam first or encapsulate the crawl space first? You've been doing a lot of advertising on this permafoam. Which, why don't you quickly explain what that is for our new listeners that haven't heard the 400 commercials explaining what it is around the joists to keep the air coming in or warm weather going out of your home. Why don't you quickly explain that first?
Yeah, it's a spring foam insulation that we sprayed just around the rim joist where the frame of the foundation of the house, the concrete foundation, meets the wood part of the house right at the top of the basement or crawl space wall. And that's one of the biggest areas of air infiltration and heat loss in a home. And so just by spraying that, it's a spray foam insulation that expands, it tenaciously adheres to the wood and the concrete, and it seals out, you know, against bugs and insects and things like that. But the biggest thing is it's an insulator, and it's twice as effective as bats of insulation and things like that. So in terms of what do you do first, I would do that right now. What's the temperature again?
7 below.
I would call today at 800-421-SEAL and see if we can't get somebody out next week and get it done so you can enjoy a warmer floor, you know, right now. But seriously, when you call in and say that's what you want, we'll come out and give you a free estimate. When the crew comes out, we can send out a crew that can do both. So they can also encapsulate your crawl space, which is another great thing to do in the winter time. And by that, I mean we put a 20 mil liner across the crawl space floor and up the wall and seal it and encapsulate all the moisture and gases. And again, it makes the crawl space cleaner, brighter, and drier, but it doesn't make it that much warmer without the permafoam. So it's a great sandwich there.
Does it make your house healthier?
It absolutely makes your house healthier because, again, all the moisture and gases that come up out of the earth in the humid air and things, it goes right up into the home from there. So by encapsulating that, and we put a pipe underneath, a ventilated pipe underneath it to drain the gases off and vent them outside before we put the liner on.
312-981-7200. Marita in DuPage has a question for you talking about encapsulation. Marita, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for hanging on for so long.
No problem. I'm actually calling about just what you spoke about. About 2 years ago, I bought a townhome, a 30-year-old townhome, and first time I've ever not had a basement but a crawl space. I won't go down there. There's no reason to. I've had seen pictures of it, and I just can't do it. It's about 4 feet.
I know it's there.
That's okay.
I know it's there.
I know it's under me. I want nothing to do with it.
It's gross. Yeah.
But the person that did go down there for me was a pest control because every spring, and we're going to have that thaw pretty soon,
yep.
I get ants like crazy. And he says there's colonies under there, and they're going to come back every spring because this must have been farmland. I've never lived with ants, and I can't continue to live with ants. And I've heard about encapsulation. Also, it might make it usable since I don't have the storage space I used to have. Could, if you put plastic on this gravel that's down there, could it become usable storage space?
Right.
Well, first of all, Marita, thank you for not calling in with the relationship question and something I can handle in the crawl space area. But yeah, this is actually, you're a perfect candidate for our clean space encapsulation thing. You know, ants, as I'm sure the bug guy told you, they love moisture, and that's typically what and things. So when you have an untreated crawl space, which you do when you have gravel down there, it's just gravels on top of the dirt, and the dirt is naturally moist and things like that. So you need, at the very least, a vapor barrier. And our encapsulation liner is like 20 mil. It's like a pool liner. It's guaranteed against punctures and stuff. And
will ants get through it?
I don't want to say it's ant-proof, but again, if you eliminate the moisture, the ants are less attracted
sure.
there. So next time their bug guy comes down, he can treat it. Then we can put our liner over, and they're less likely to return. So,
well, we didn't get an answer if the bug guy ever came up from downstairs.
He did.
Okay. He did. Okay. Yeah.
Just, he did. I let him up after about an hour.
Right. Rest of the story.
He just goes down there with a bomb and bombs the house.
Yeah.
Well, and then I leave for a couple of hours and come back to radioactive cats. But I just don't know if I'm trying to solve, I guess, a couple of things. Storage space in a brighter area, and I've seen pictures on your website that look magnificent, but how much does something like a 2,000-square-foot townhome, what would a typical price be to get this process done?
Well, you're absolutely right. It does transform the space and makes it into bright, usable space that even you, I swear, when we're done, even you will go into the crawl space. You won't be afraid of it anymore. And like I say, the home will be healthier. And when Carrie comes to sell your house in a few years, it's going to be worth so much more when the building inspectors, and even when your bug guy comes, they go, wow, this is awesome. Everybody's going to be happy. You're going to have added value to your home. As far as the price, we give free estimates. I'd rather look at it first. We need to determine, you know, okay. if you need a waterproofing system underneath the liner or you just need the liner, and we'll measure off. We'll give you an exact price. I imagine you're probably talking between $1,000 and $2,000 for that size of home, but don't quote me, please. You know, call. The estimate's free. I know you can afford that, and we can get out this week and look at it for you, and you know right where you're at and what it can be, but you're spot on. That's exactly what your home needs right now.
Okay, and the last part of this question is, do you have to get HOA approval for something like this? Because that's a whole different story.
No, but typically...
Because I'm not changing the structure of the house.
No. No, this is on the
interior.
It'd
be like painting. You don't need a permit for painting.
No, I'm not an expert on HOAs, but most times...
Are you sure?
Yeah, you are.
You're an expert on
Stop being so modest.
Come on.
Well,
in my limited experience
that... you never want to get into.
They're more concerned with the exterior things and that you're changing the appearance of the home and stuff like that. But no, this is definitely an improvement we do all the time in condos and townhome associations without approval of the HOA.
Oh, really? Okay, perfect. All right, well, thank you so much.
All right,
thank you.
Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. You could go to MrFloor.com, type in WGN for a free promo code. That's your promo code, WGN, for a discount on your first order. Real quick, Lori and Morris, before we hit a break, you got a quick question for Roy. Lori? Okay, we're going to send the paramedics out to Lori's house in Morris to make sure she's okay. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to talk about more about the topics you want to talk about coming out of the break, Roy. Then we're going to throw it over to Kari. 312-981-7200. Please see if Lori is okay, and we'll pick her up on the other side of the break. Special.
Wow.
Segment.
How many specials?
So many specials. I can't even. I lost count. Yeah.
You're trying to compete with Roy's crack work.
Nope, I can't do that. Nope, I will never compete with Roy's crack. Crack talk with Roy. But I've got Don Kleppen. Just don't worry, Roy. Well, we got another 3 minutes before the break. We got a special segment with Don Kleppen, my brother in radio, coming up at 11:07 that you're not going to want to miss. 312-981-7200. The rest of the show sucks, but at 11:07, it's going to be awesome. 312-981-7200. Even Mark Carmen's going to wake up for that segment. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
95-year-old man with circulation challenges. That's Don Kleppen.
I'm just getting ready for later in life.
I thought it was like a shirt that looked like a flannel shirt because I'm like, what complete knucklehead is going to be wearing a flannel shirt when it's 95 degrees out and the heat index is like 370?
I would just like to point out that in this newsroom, it is not the 95 degrees that it is outside.
I support Don because I'd rather be comfortable for 5 or 6 hours.
Well, nobody asked you, Joe. Stay out of this, okay?
Oh, God forbid common sense prevail on this show.
We have no room for common sense.
We have no common sense.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. And I think that flannel shirt might be coming back into play at 11:07 because I think that was a flannel shirt that he wore in July when it was 95 degrees out and the heat index was 115 the day the Packers lost to the 49ers. Sad day for all your Packers fans. Joyous day for the Bears fans. Don't worry, Don. Don, don't worry, buddy. I got something special planned. 11:07. Kristen Christensen, William Byrne, Elizabeth Zawoski, Patrick, Patricia Nicholson, Bertha Finley, Thomas Bartlett, Adam Cohn, Jake Durr, Shirley Zabao. ZBSZABO. Come on, you got to get an easier name than that if I'm going to read on the radio. Stephen Winkler, Roy Palmer, Janice McCain, thank you for your donation to the CPDVest.com Vestathon last week. And Lori and Morris has got a question for you, Roy Spencer. Lori, thanks for holding on for so long.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. So we bought a home here about 10 years ago. And when we viewed the home, we asked about the couple cracks that we saw in the basement that had been repaired. They said that that was done by a company and it had a full lifetime warranty. So I don't know, maybe 6 years later, about 3 years ago, we had water coming out of one of those cracks. I called the homeowner, previous homeowner, asked her who it was that did the repair. She said PermaSeal. I called PermaSeal. The guy came out. He said, well, I wasn't here for that. I was coming here to sell you my some services. But he checked out the cracks. He tried to look up the warranty, could not find it in your system. And what do you do when that happens?
Roy Spencer, no pressure.
Well, again, Lori, the man who come out, our consultant, you know, you called, you had a leak, we sent an inspector out, and he does have access to our records in our office, and we can double check your address, because that's how we keep our jobs, and we have for 43 years, by address, not by people's names. So we would know if we did work at the home. Our crack warranties presently do have a lifetime warranty. They haven't always. Way back in the day, we had a 10-year warranty, but I think for the last 10, 15 years, our crack repairs have a lifetime warranty, which is the life of the structure. So to us, it doesn't matter who owns the house. If we did those crack repairs, we will warranty any seepage from them at no charge to you or any subsequent homeowners. But we do have to know that it's our work. So if we don't have it in our system, we have to rely upon the homeowner, you know, producing paperwork showing it's our work. So there are a lot of companies out there that purport to have lifetime warranties and actually do, but sometimes those companies aren't around for very long. And so it's really important when you have repairs done that you deal with a company that does have an established track record.
How many of your clients pay you in cash?
Not many.
Okay. So the previous homeowner, I'm going someplace with it.
Okay.
You're looking at me like, what's this got to do with anything? No.
Don't tell my accountant.
No.
Or the IRS.
Yeah, at least 45%. Wink. No. No, but not too many people are laying out $1,000 to, you know, whatever it costs to do a basement. They're either putting it on a credit card, one, they're writing a check, two, they're transferring you the money electronically some way, shape, or form. Or you're taking out financing through the financing offers you have. So there are four different ways other than cash that this previous homeowner should have record of transacting their basement leak challenge with PermaSeal if it was actually done by your company, right? So the seller should be able to present some type of form of payment. That if you can't find it in your system, which my money's on your system, to be honest, I've been to your office a number of different times. Mm-hmm. I've seen your systems. My money's on your system. Then some seller who's just saying, "Oh yeah, PermaSeal did it," and then hopping in their car and leaving tire tracks. Okay, so there's got to be a track of payment someplace.
Yeah, well, there is, but you know, I can see where the seller may not have lost track.
Sure,
go back and find a canceled check from 10 years ago. I get that part. But probably what happened, honestly, PermaSeal has been kind of become an iconic brand, and people associate that with waterproofing. So that's probably the first name, hopefully, that comes to mind. And so they may have forgotten themselves who actually did the work. Yeah. But I can assure you, Lori, if our company did the work, we would have a record of it, and we would be happy to stand behind that and do the repair. So barring that, if you can't find out who did the work, obviously we can. Obviously, it's leaking. It needs to be repaired, and we can give you today a lifetime warranty for a structure of their home. So if we can't do it under warranty, we'd be happy to do it for you and do it permanently.
It was a new home build 20 years ago, and I believe
the builder. Wait a minute. So it was a new home build?
It was a new home build. They custom built the home.
Okay.
And obviously, they, over I don't know how long, there became two cracks.
Yep.
So they had those repaired, and you know, that was one of the things that we were like, hey, you know, are we going to have issues with those? And they're like,
yeah, here you go. You are now.
Unfortunately, that's a common scenario, and people say, oh no, you know, those have never leaked, or you know, we haven't had any problem. And you know, so I guess as a, you know, next time, you know, you want to ask for the any time they say there's a warranty on something, hey, can I see that? Can I have that? And it may be transferable. But again, if you'd ask for that going forward, and somebody offers you a transferable warranty, well, could I actually have that?
Yeah.
Because you can see what can happen.
Buyer beware, my friend. Sorry, Lori.
I appreciate it.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Greg, I'm going to have Roy call you after the, during the break, and I'm going to have Lynn. I'm going to have Rich call you during the break as well. Coming up at 11:07, a little special treat for our good friend Don Kleppen, Packer fan. And after that, Kari Kohler is going to be telling us what's going on in the western suburbs in the real estate market. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720. The phone, the text, and the photo line are open. The texts are flooding in. 312-981-7200, sponsored by MegaPros. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Don Kleppen, huge Packer fan. Packers 49ers a couple of weeks back. I just want to replay our conversation from a couple of weeks ago. Donnie, I got something special for you. So after this little audio profile that Benny put together, I've got a special treat for you afterward. Ben, can you please play our little tribute to Don Kleppen, Packer fan? He's a big Packer fan, right? He's from Wisconsin.
Yep.
And I figured we would go with the green and gold flannel today. So if they fall, for any reason, the entire state of Wisconsin is going to be coming down on you.
It's a snap. High snap. Placement made. Kick end over end to the uprights. And it is good. The San Francisco 49ers advance with a 13-10 victory over the Green Bay Packers on a 45-yard field goal by Robbie Gould. A gut-wrenching, heartbreaking defeat.
So, special thanks to Wayne Larrivee on the Packers Radio Network, WTMJ. So, just to top that off there, Donnie, I've got a special treat for you.
Oh, something better than that?
Yeah, this is pretty much the cherry on top of the sundae.
Okay. All right, I'm ready.
I'd like to welcome on the special guest hotline 7, Robbie Gould. How are you, Robbie?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good. Don Kleppen, Robbie Gould. Robbie Gould, Don Kleppen.
Wow.
Don, I don't know if I should thank you for the wearing the flannel that day or the last 5 minutes of the Hochberg advertisement.
Wow. Robbie, I got to tell you, this is an honor for me even as a Packer fan. I am a huge fan of what you do, man. You kick really great, and you are gold.
Oh, nice.
I appreciate it.
Robbie,
that was a heck of a game, that was for sure.
Robbie, you were great, and a lot of our listeners don't realize that you and I go out in our winter gear in the summer with frozen balls, and we stretch together, and I just hold those frozen balls down, knowing just in case you're going to be in Green Bay and have to beat the Packers on a 45-yard field goal with time running out, that you're kicking frozen balls in the summer. We have a cooler set up, Jeremy, where I go to the cooler.
You just want to say frozen balls.
I don't know anything
you?
What you're talking about, being serious now, because we're talking Kleppen, we're talking Packers, and Robbie Gould and I, we go way back.
Nice.
So, Robbie, I want to thank you for calling in. I just wanted to throw a little extra salt on the wound and squeeze a little lime in there for
Every
Donnie.
Every Packer fan appreciates that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I totally do. And let me say, Robbie, my mom would kill me if I didn't express this. My mom's a diehard Bears fan, and she has loved you ever since you were repping the blue and orange. So keep doing what you're doing, man. My mom loves what you do.
How did you get away?
What happened? You get dropped on your head, Don? What happened?
Long story. Mom's Chicago style. My dad's Wisconsin. I was born there. And when I was about 10, I had to make a choice. And,
made the wrong choice?
But yeah, my mom lets me know I made the wrong one.
Obviously, Robbie. Yep. Made the wrong choice.
Can I talk to Robbie?
Yeah, go ahead there, Carm.
Robbie, Mark Carman over here in sports. I just want to say when you got let go and things changed, they had an event at Soldier Field where the media was allowed to come in, and I didn't even know who Cody Parkey was, and he was teaching me how to kick, and I knew right then the Bears had made a mistake. It didn't look good even at that point, so thanks for your time as a Chicago Bear. Congrats on an amazing career.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Well, we love you, Robbie, and send my best to your beautiful bride and your three kids, and I appreciate you taking time out of your Saturday to call in and rub a little salt and lime in Don's wounds.
Yeah, it was no problem. I just got done from a 8- and 6-year-old basketball game. It was kind of like the Green Bay Packers versus 49er game that night, that's for sure. So, pretty similar.
So it was you against the 8- and 6-year-olds. Were you, like, dunking on them?
Kicking
I was
it.
Like Shaquille O'Neal out there.
All right, brother. Enjoy your time with your family.
Thanks,
I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. Donnie, was that good? Was that worth the wait?
That's a wound I'll treasure for the rest of my life. Much appreciated. I actually am a big fan of Robbie Gould. That guy is there's no better. That guy is automatic.
Yeah, and we cut him. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We've got Kari Kohler coming up after the break. I had to get that in. I mean, how many times do you get a super, amazing kicker that we had and we cut?
You're a god. Nice. Seriously, that was amazing. Good job.
Nice job, Ryan Pace, you jackass. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Kari Kohler, Caldwell Banker, coming up after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter 8?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
Well, we're waiting.
Texting me, I got an answer for it. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Gil Thomas, Michelle Kavian, Joyce Coranda, Frank Perez, Ivan Rothmansky, Christine Colbert. Thanks for supporting the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation Vestathon that we did last weekend. 312-981-7200. Kari Kohler, welcome to the show. You've sat there patiently for an hour and 19 minutes, so thank you for putting up with all of our nonsense here. What is going on? Explain to our listeners Our listeners are mostly blue collar. I would say a large, listen, we have some white collar, a lot of white collar, a lot of wealthy, but I'd say a bulk of the demographics of the WGN listeners, 55 on up, gross income, housing income between 25,000 and 125. I'm just talking the sweet spot, right? The meat and potatoes, their house is worth anywhere from 125 up to 625. That covers, I'd say, 80% of our listening audience. Okay, there's some lower, there's some higher. So within that demographic bracket, what is the market in the St. Charles, Naperville area? Through your eyes, you've been selling real estate for how long?
Since 2006.
2006, you have a team of how many people?
10 in Chicago. We have a team in Nevada with 7 and a team in Denver with 10.
Have you ever seen a market like this in your 15 plus years worth of experience in the real estate industry?
No, definitely not in the Chicagoland area, seen it this hot.
So talk about the price of homes in your area. Mm-hmm. The sweet spot would be for our listeners. Dykstra's in and out of them every day. You're in and out of them every day, fixing bathrooms and basements and doing kitchens. Yep. and doing all that stuff. Roy's in and out of these homes every day. And to the texture, Roy, you do go to Aurora, correct?
Every day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So where are we between the three to 650? What's that market like? Put us in the St. Charles, Naperville area that you specialize in.
Sure. It is. It's a very fast-paced market, and those homes are going very, very quickly. Market times of less than a week. Many of them going over list price, and it takes a lot to manage a multiple offer situation. So that's something that my team and I discussed when I was coming to do the radio show, that because the market is so hot, it is really important to hire someone that's experienced, that can manage and try to obtain you the highest dollar amount for the sale of your home.
Are we talking 3 days, 7 days, 15 days? So a house goes on the market,
yes.
Right? House goes on the market. You've got 123 Maple in St. Charles. Made up street. It might be a 123 Maple. For the radio, it's just made up. Don't start Googling 123 Maple. I want it. I'm just using
this.
I know it's a hot market. Right? It'd be ironic. You know, went to be graded. And the owner of 123 Maple could thank me later.
Right.
But 123 Maple in St. Charles, in your home, it's a three-bed, two-bath home, two-car garage, probably 425 to 5 is what it is. You put it on the market. That person who's thinking about selling, that listener right now, all right, because I've got another host on another station that keeps saying, I got no place to go. I'm like, what are you talking about? This is the hottest real estate market in the history of real estate markets.
Yes.
Okay. What's your advice to that person, that listener right now? I have no place to go, but I've got a nuclear hot piece of property here because there are 15 to 20 buyers out there within that window looking for that house in that area that are lined up down the street that they don't even know about, that you know about.
Correct.
That have lost 5 other homes. What's your recommendation to that listener?
They should put that home on the market as soon as possible. And the reason is because interest rates are still tolerable.
Sure.
And there are so many buyers that are trying to obtain that home. There really are. So they can get top dollar at this point. We will find them another home.
I've got some realtors saying, let us keep your home, right? Go buy another home first. Then after you sign a contract to buy the other home, put your current home on the market. Your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. That's the right course of action.
312-981-7200. I had a realtor text me this week. Hey, did rates go up? It was on Thursday. Hey, did rates go up this week? And my response to him was, yeah, they haven't stopped going up since January 1st.
Yes.
Okay. I'm like, it's every day. We've been talking about it, right? We told our listeners in December the rates are going up, and fasten your seatbelt, brace for impact. And they haven't stopped going up. We haven't seen this industry, our industry hasn't seen this type of meteoric increase ever. In this short a period of time, in the past 45 days, the first 45 days of the year, in the history of interest rates, it's that hot.
Yes,
it's crazy. So if a first-time home buyer's coming in, what's the process of coming in? You know, what's the type of questions that a first-time home buyer is asking you as they're moving into, who are thinking about coming into the Naperville St. Charles market?
Sure. So they've got to learn everything from A to Z, and that's what we like to help them with. We do a first-time homebuyer consultation, ask them all kinds of questions about what their goals are, and then we set out to meet them. But the homebuyer wants to know about when is a good time to do this, what should I be looking for, what should I be looking for with resale, what are interest rates. Of course, we advise on who they should go to for a mortgage, and really help them through the process. That's what my team specializes in.
How many of your clients that are selling are moving out of the state altogether, either to Florida? I mean, we've got a huge migration to Florida, Nevada. You've opened up a shop in Nevada.
Correct.
Arizona is a popular destination. North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee. Those are the 5-6 different states that I just mentioned. Florida, North and South Carolina, Tennessee's 4, Arizona's 5, and Vegas, Nevada 6. Is that predominantly the states, or are they moving to other states and I might have missed?
We see a lot going to Colorado, too. That market is so hot. People love that area. Oh, yeah. Roy's going there this weekend.
Yeah, he's got a place out there. No, but why Colorado? Low taxes?
And it's so beautiful.
It's gorgeous out there. It's gorgeous out there.
It really is.
Dr. Love is building a therapy station right out there overlooking the mountains because people have
they
tendency.
Need relationship help.
Yeah. And they're a lot freer and feel more comfortable when they're looking out at White Cap Mountains while they're talking about their.
It's a niche market, right, Roy?
Relationship challenges.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, and he'll make muffins because he's a master chef.
Master muffin maker. Yeah,
312-981-7200.
You're incredible, Roy.
Apparently.
What did you say to Roy during the break that got him all giggly? When you hear Permaseal, what do you think of?
Well, I thought it was synonymous with Coca-Cola.
Oh, man.
He liked that.
He did like that.
It's the Coca-Cola. Awesome. I mean, that's your
Coca-Cola
brand.
Coca-Cola waterproofing.
There's worse analogies. I appreciate that. But, it's nice it comes to mind when people think about basements, they think about Permaseal.
312-981-7200, MicroPro's call, text, and photo lines. Give us some trends. What type of trends are you seeing other than people that want, our listeners that want to sell their homes? If it's in a good shape,
sure.
Right? If it's in horrible shape, it's going to go as well, right?
It is going to go as well. That is correct.
We get a ton of listeners saying, well, what should I do? I've got a outdated kitchen, outdated bathroom. Should I tear them out? Should I redo them before I list? In this market, your recommendation is what?
Get it on the market as soon as possible. So do not do that work. That work is going to be stalled just because of the economy that we're in. So get it on the market, price it accordingly, and we will get it sold very quickly with very little hassle because you won't have to do that work.
And they'll probably, instead of 20 people wanting to buy it, you'll have 5 or 6 different buyers that are willing to get into that school district. Yeah, I just want our listeners to understand something. We're basically at the end of February, okay?
Yes.
Okay? Here's what's happening. Your interest rate since January 1st is up 0.75 point since January 1st. Your gas is costing you, like we mentioned earlier, $400 a month for a family of two with kids that have two cars. It's just a fact. You got to put a tank in every single week. Most of our listeners have kids that run around putting a tank of gas in two different cars. It's now costing the household $400 more because gas is up $2 a gallon. I don't care. I'm not saying whose fault it is. Don't stop with the text messages with the political bend. I'm just telling you, it was $1.87. It's now $3.76. Okay, so it's costing our listeners, if you have two cars, an extra $400. Food's costing you more. If you got to get a heating and air conditioning unit, that's going to cost you $2,000 more than it was 2 years ago. And your student loans are going to start coming due in May. So all of this stuff's going to happen. This market's going to slow eventually. And these buyers are going to be priced out of these homes. When we get to 5% on the interest rates, you're going to drop out. And it's coming.
Yeah.
Okay? I told you when I was at 2.5, you got a better shot at going to 3 and 4 than you do at 1. Guess what? It's just like Tom Skillen saying it's going to rain in June. All right? It's not wasn't that deep to figure out. And if you've got a home on the market that you want to sell, I don't know what in God's name you're waiting for. Now is the time to sell it because you can get rid of that home in under a week if it's in decent shape.
Absolutely.
And the roof isn't falling in and the foundation isn't crumbling and there isn't any type of health or structural challenges, you'd get rid of the house in under a week.
That is correct.
What number should our listeners call you?
630-673-4586.
312-981-7200. We're going to come back more with you, Kari. Rich, we've got you, Jeremy. You look great today, by the way. And Roy Spencer. Do you make those hooded sweatshirts in double extra large? I got wide shoulders.
I don't think you're a double extra large
anymore. I got wide shoulders because I work out. I know thinking. You look great. 312-981-7200. We are Greg with a question about a pump. He's been hanging out for a long time. We're going to get to him after the break. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The texter pointed out I did make a mistake.
Pardon me, Mr. Perfect!
Mark this, the first mistake I've made.
What did you do?
It's not free credit report, it's annual credit report.
Big mistake.
So you go to annualcreditreport.com.
Thank you for the correction, because that other one probably takes you to a porn site or something.
I would say be careful how you type it, because it would take you to a very unique set of sites, and then you start getting pop-up messages. Not that I know anything about that.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Special shout-out to the texter. Please tell the barometric pressure which way it's trending. And then I get six other text messages, which I appreciate you listening and correcting everything that we're doing. It's very much appreciative. And I did say, hey, Don Kleppen, is Kleppen there? Okay, is Kleppen around or did he go to sleep? 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com.
He's on the way there,
Dave. WGNDavid.com. Thank you. Just tell him to put the sandwich down. Hey, Kleppen, what is the actual temperature outside, buddy?
Well, let me see here. We got it. 14 degrees is the actual temp at O'Hare, but it says 2 with the wind chill.
And it felt like 7 when we started the show below, correct?
That's right. That's
okay.
Correct.
So 847. You can put that in your pipe and smoke it. Thank you, Don Kleppen. Go back to having your sandwich and take your nap.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll wake you up for the next update. 312-981-7200. Roy, we got Greg with a PermaSeal pump question. Greg, thanks for holding on for 2 hours and 15 minutes. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
We're great, man. What's up?
Well, I got a little problem, and I'm not at home. My wife and I are out in Arizona right now, but my son's living in the home. In Homewood, and we've got a PermaSeal system. We've had it for quite a number of years, and it's been working wonderfully. But now the power on the box is showing AC power status red, pump run status red and blinking. The alarm silence is off, the battery status is off, and the charger mode is green. And it's beeping.
Roy?
Sounds like you need a service call. You know, I don't know. You said the system's how old?
Oh, I'm going to say at least 10, 11 years old.
So when was the last time you replaced the battery on the backup pump?
Yep.
The backup pump battery was replaced, I'm going to say, about six years ago.
Were those closed cell batteries? Not that I know what I'm talking about, but I had a backup system where I had to put purified water in, or what type of water?
No, those were closed. Ours
are sealed batteries, okay. So you can't add water or acid and things like that. But they do get old, like all batteries, and so most batteries will last 3 to 5 years. After that, they're not really functional. So
like a car battery.
Odds are that's why you're getting the alerts and things like that. Do you know, or does your son know, is your sump pump running or trying to run? Is you getting water or?
It was trying to run, but then I had him go out and check the
discharge valve line
where the water comes out.
Discharge line.
So you got that opened up.
So that was frozen?
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, so if that was frozen, odds are the pump was trying to run, it ran overheated, shut down, or burned out. So we need a service call out there, Greg, and I know Brenda from her office was trying to, and we saw you on hold, so she's been trying to get a hold of you. She left you a voicemail or your son's whatever.
Oh, she did.
But yeah, give our office a call. We're waiting for your call, 800-421-7325, and when your pump's out, we try and get out right away. If we have some in your area, we will. Worst case will be Monday, but either way, you need immediate help when your pumps are out like that. So please
how long,
give us a call.
I kind of thought so.
How long have you been how long has the battery been beeping like that?
But my son just noticed it the other day, and he didn't quite know what it was. He thought it was his kid's toys or something, but
okay.
He finally realized it was today. Then he opened it up, and he said, oh, it's coming from there.
Right.
So he called me, and then my wife happens to have WGN on her phone here, and she was listening to it. She said, hey, it works out real well.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, your wife, obviously, you need to find something more exciting to do with your wife on Saturday mornings. Right? Love of God.
Greg, you have a second home in Arizona or on vacation? Or
no, we come out here 3 months a year.
Okay.
Run out here.
You would be a perfect candidate for our basement defender. It's a new device we didn't have years ago, but we have now, that actually tests your pumps, both your primary and backup. Up every day at 8 a.m. It exercises your pumps, and it would alert you right away if the discharge line is frozen, or if there's any problem with your battery or any of those problems. You would actually get a text alert in Arizona, and you can notify your son, hey, go down, because people don't go down their basements. They hear beeping, they don't
sure.
know. So that's why we invented the Basement Defender, to keep you from getting an emergency situation. So
just like
it's called
this.
The Basement Defender.
That would be something we will definitely look into.
Great, we're glad to help you. So when the serviceman comes out to service it, he can talk to you or your son about that and maybe get installed the same day.
What's your wife's name, Greg?
John's, J-O-H-N-S.
No, what's your wife's name?
Eileen.
All right, let me talk to Eileen. I'm done talking to you. Let me talk to her.
Oh, by the way, if he unplugged it, would that do something?
Nothing good. No.
Flood your basement.
Flood your basement.
Yeah, we just need to get some help. Sounds like either your pumps work, and even if your lights are on and things. If it's plugged in, did he check the water level in the sump pit?
I'll have him do that.
Yeah, have him check that, because that might be near the floor or above the drain tile, and maybe the pumps. Oh, okay, now the primary pump, maybe it just overheated and is functional. Either way, we need to get it checked out professionally for you.
Okay.
All right, can we talk to Eileen?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Eileen. Thanks for listening.
I listen every day.
Well, that's good. Well, is this your first marriage or second marriage?
My first.
Okay.
So far.
Well, there's
47 years.
Wow.
Greg, we're done talking. I'm still talking to Eileen.
There's hope here.
Stay in your lane. You've already had your 4 minutes on the air, Greg. It's Eileen's turn, right? It's her phone. It's her app. She's the one listening. All right. So, Eileen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, okay, because Greg doesn't listen. And the only reason he's listening because your kid's got a challenge in the basement. Why would I listen to this crazy, ridiculous, worthless show? So we're going to send you the cleaning product, and don't let him use it, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Greg, you're awesome. Thanks for allowing us to have you on hold for an hour and 20 minutes. And
listen, it's a pleasure talking to you guys. And I kind of figured that's what you were going to tell me, but I wanted some reassurance.
Yeah, well, there is a voicemail from Brenda on your phone that you're calling from now. So if you hang up after we get your address for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, we'll set up as if I'm in charge of the service area at Permaseal. Permaseal.
Dave will be out right after.
Yeah, I'll be out, and I'll screw it up even worse than it is now.
Dave's going to unplug it.
Yeah, we'll be selling that house on Monday, because why not? All right, hang on, Greg. Don't move, buddy. And Eileen, you're awesome. Thanks for your support, and thanks for listening while you're on vacation. We'll talk to you guys later. 312-981-7200. We're going to hit a quick break because we have to pay some bills. That's what this is all about, the radio world here. 312-981-7200. Ton of text messages. 847 Casper Lauer Chicago Memorial Ride. Some person invited me. David, if you don't ride a motorcycle, you can ride on the back of mine. Now, if that's not a pickup line,
that's nice.
I don't know what it is. If you don't have a bike, you can ride on the back of mine.
Sounds like a country song.
Sounds like the beginning of a very, very disastrous country song. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thanks, Bob. You did your name right that
I got
time
the name
there,
right, and maybe some other things.
You killed it. How's the barometer doing?
Barometer right now?
Yeah, because Don Kleppen always gives the barometer.
Does he? You mean actual, like, levels of mercury, that barometer?
Well, I don't know. Let's not get too detailed. Okay. Just ask Kleppen what he gives us and follow. Just stay in your lane.
Kleppen's
right?
gone for the day. He's out of here.
I know, in his flannel shirt. Whatever Kleppen does, that's what I'm looking for.
Did he explain why he's wearing a flannel shirt? It's like 90.
Right, he's from Wisconsin. Just let it go. That explains it.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Kleppen, when you're not here, you're here. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It really does. I'm gonna have to pull this flannel from the floor of my closet and give it a re-up because, man, I gotta wear this thing again. Actually, I'll tell you what, David, I'm really glad you brought this up. The reason I haven't been wearing the flannel is because I dropped about 40 pounds in the last 9 weeks, and it doesn't really fit me anymore.
Nice job.
And I know you know what I'm talking about. I know you went through this as well. So.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're a slob for keeping your clothes on the floor of your closet.
It helps me. You know, it's therapy. It's therapeutic. I throw it away.
Who keeps a flannel down? 312, that's all right. We'll teach you folding lessons after the show. 312-981-7200. Ellen Quattro, Mark Tolzin, Edward Kabzupaski, Carl Christensen, and Jean Marie Bickey, thank you for supporting the Vestathon with your donation. Ben in Buffalo Grove, you've got a question for Mr. Spencer, the Love Doctor.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, Roy. Good morning, David. So, Roy, I have a finished basement, and I was listening to your ad regarding the insulation, you know, that can be applied between the floor joist and, you know, the concrete wall, you know, the top of the concrete wall. So, I got a finished basement. It's got a drop ceiling. So, I'm wondering if your team can get in there with their equipment and spray that the section, you know, again, between the floor joist and the top of the concrete wall. If I took out the drop ceiling tiles that, you know, are on the perimeter of the basement.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what we need. We need access to that area. So if you can get that down before we come out and look at it, that would be great. Because there are typically obstacles, and so the more we can see, the more accurately you can estimate it. And of course, we need access to do the work. So.
Oh, okay. All right. So that is a doable thing.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you this. So, they're coming in with some kind of pump, I'm assuming. They'd have to get into the basement and whatever.
Yeah, but it's portable equipment. We don't have to bring a big generator or anything down there, so it's portable equipment a man can carry down. Yeah,
Yeah. So then we would just cover the carpet and all that good stuff.
No, we will take care of that for you. We'll protect your area and stuff like that. But, yeah, if you can get those ceiling tiles down so a guy can get up there with a stepladder get access to it.
What about if, well, hang on 1 second, Ben in Buffalo Grove, my neighbor down the street. What if you have a client who can't take down the drop ceiling? What do you do then? I mean, Ben seems capable enough to be able to do it, but you've got some people like David Hochberg in Northbrook that no shot.
Well, we don't like to get involved with moving, you know, finished basements and taking things down and stuff. And maybe Jeremy, his handyman service, could do something like that because sometimes it gets more involved and things like that. So we'd prefer just to do our work and leave it to the homeowner if they can't do it to get a handyman or somebody or nephew or somebody in to do it to give us access.
It's a fair question. Okay, yeah. Ben, you had a follow-up question as well?
Yeah, and also I noticed that there is like some kind of insulation batting already up there. You know, again, between the floor joist and the top of the wall, they would just spray over that. Well, go ahead.
No, we'd definitely remove that, and that's typical. What's up there, the builder puts up some bats of insulation, and the problem with it is it's not very effective. So our spray foam is twice as effective in terms of insulation, and this. Yeah. Pays off for itself, not just in the cold, but in the summer, and saves you air conditioning bills and stuff. So it's like most insulation, there's a definite return on your investment for it. It also has the added advantage of being a deterrent to insects and things like that. So it's just way more better than the bats of insulation. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a win-win. Let me ask you, so it's a 900-square-foot basement. Any idea what the ballpark would be for that?
Again, you know, you're probably talking somewhere between, you know, $300,000.
Less than $10,000.
There you go. But the estimate is free. We'd be glad to come out at absolutely no charge, and we'll tell you exactly what it is. You might be very pleasantly surprised, and it's less, could be more. So let's have a look at it. It won't cost you anything to do that.
Yeah, also, kudos on you guys raised my driveway, concrete slabs, about 2 years ago. Perfect.
Great.
Nice.
Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. It's a great job. That's why I like going to you guys.
Perma-level? What do you call that? It should be called perma-level. You're welcome.
Now it's called
polyform.
Well, I think it should be called perma-level.
Polyform, but it's our concrete raising service. So.
You should have called me before naming that company. It's perma-level.
Yeah, I'll be glad to endorse you guys anytime. So
I really appreciate that.
All right, Benny, hang on. We're going to send you. Are you on the Lake Cook side or the Lake side or Cook County?
I'm in Lake County. I'm actually by the Arboretum Golf Course. You probably know where that is.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yep. How do you like that new road they put in there in front of that place?
Oh,
nice.
It's awesome. That's the best thing Lake County has done with all our taxpayer dollars. I'll tell you, that's like good. It's like it's better than sliced bread.
No, you got to come up with something better than that. Sliced bread's weak. Come on, I need a better analogy. Come on, sliced bread.
You got to give me some time to work.
No, I don't. Come on, give me something better than sliced bread.
Let's see.
Come on.
Soft cream cheese.
Oh God, you're horrible. Hang on, 312 for your Mr. Floor. Soft cream cheese.
That's
I would
bad.
Say like blue soft cheese in the center of the green olives in a martini. Now that's better than that.
Yep.
Even if you don't like martinis, you eat the blue cheese colored green olives. Forget about it. I don't know about you, but I think it's awesome. 312-981-7200. Nicole Markovicic. I'm just going to blow through these last names. I'm sorry. You got a lot of vowels. It's not on me. Rosemary Gansky. Lorena Perez, Diane Novak, Samuel Capasso. Thank you for donating to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. You want to talk about filters.
Yes. Before I do, can people still donate to the Vest Fund?
Yes, you can. You go to CPDVest, CPDVest.com. And I'll tell you what, we've got a special right now. Illinois Sports Authority, exclusive rights to a diamond suite located in one of their best suite locations, guaranteed rate field. We didn't have an opportunity to get to this last weekend. 22 tickets, 6 parking passes for a game in May. We're going to let it go for $3,000. That's $136.36 a seat for a suite at the guaranteed rate field donated by Illinois Sports Facility Authority. Call my cell phone. Text me, 773-456-6526. The first person that texts me that wants this, we're gonna get it to you. $3,000, 22 tickets, 6 parking passes to a game in May. $3,000. We could buy 6 vests for this game thanks to the Illinois Sports Facility Authority. We got to hit a break, but I want to talk about filters coming out of the break. I want to talk about where you predict the market's going to be, Kari Kohler from Coldwell Banker. And Roy, we've got a special audio tribute rejoin coming back for your Dr. Love segment. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Thank you, 847, for sending me pictures of all of Chicago police officers. That's very cool, especially I like the horse-mounted cops. I think those are
pretty cool.
Those are awesome.
Yep.
And if you want to invite me out for a ride for the horse-mounted cops, I would be open for that. Just throwing it out there, just saying.
The vests for the horses are very expensive.
We didn't cover that.
Oh, wow.
But yeah. The vests for the dogs are donated by another organization that takes care of the 60 dogs on the canine unit. That was a big thing with the WGN listeners. 312-981-7200, MegaPros, Joe, call, text, line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN. 312-981-7200, Nicole Makovic, Rosemarie Gansky, Lorena Perez, Diane Novak, Samuel Capasso, some of the names of the 630 donors that helped us buy over 400 vests for the Chicago Police Department. So thank you for that. 773. Huge thanks to you and your sponsors for supporting the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation Vest Program. I've patronized a number of the sponsors. Now today is Soda Day 1, Carl CPD 16th District. So thank you, Carl, for listening. And that Sox experience that we could buy six more vests, $3,000, Illinois Sports Facility Authority, 22 tickets, 6 parking passes in a suite. I don't know what a ticket to the a Sox game is, but for $136, you get 22 tickets per ticket and 6 parking passes there alone. It's going for $3,000. My cell phone number is 773-456-6526. That's my cell phone, 773-456-6526. I've got a filter for pictures, so don't send inappropriate pictures. I'll say that again, 773-456-6526. The first one that wants to, first listener, $3,000, so we could buy six more vests would be the recipient of that package. Roy, you have an announcement to make.
Well, I started off the show saying I had some good news and bad news. Bad news, we'll start with that, whatever Rich and Jeremy, we've all been talking about, is the inflation. We've got like a perfect storm with the supply chain problems and the increases we've been experiencing as well with electrical wire, a lot of steel increases, pump, you know, shortages in chips in our basement defender, and just been keep coming, and they're still coming. So we got the supply chain problems, and we've got the labor shortage. You know, we're having to pay more to attract good people and keep good people and things, and then throw all that in with the government spending that's going on. Like you said, David, inflation, it's here, it's coming, like a freight train on us. We've been we hate to raise prices, just like I'm sure Rich and Jeremy do. We really don't. We want to continue to offer the best value, and I believe we do, but we do have to have a price increase, and we're going to roll that out March 1st. So that's the bad news. The good news is it's still February. And so anybody, we talked to several people today who need some work done. If you're planning on having work done, like I say, let's get it done now. I've been through a few recessions the last 43 years, and one thing I've found is that no matter how bad things get, people will take care of their homes.
Yeah.
Their biggest investment, and wisely so. So if you're going to do anything, let's get it done now. If you get the estimate done in February, we'll honor that price for 45 days. You don't have to have the work done in February, but we do need to lock in that price. So if you're thinking about anything, get an estimate this month in February, and you'll save yourself some money.
And if the odds of you having a listener having water in their basement this spring, if they had water in their basement at the end of the summer going into the fall before it froze up, is it 100% A? Is it 200% B? Is it 300% C? Or is it 1,000% D?
And it's 100%. You know, if you have a problem, you had a problem. It will not rust itself shut. It will not go away. It may take a heavy rain to make it. It might just take a light rain this time, but it's not going to go away. And so, if you had a problem, you have a problem, and there's a reason for it, and there's a cure for it. So let's take care of it.
Did you see that? Mm-hmm. If you had a problem, yep. You have a problem.
Yep.
That's some
why
good.
The love doctor.
That's the mark.
Yeah.
If you had a problem, you have a problem. As if my psychiatrist hasn't told me that for the past 20 years. And it's the same damn problem. You're just not listening. 312-981-7200. Did I say that on the air? All right, we'll edit that out. 312-981-7200. Rich, 773. When should you turn the humidifier down, or does the Infinity system do it automatically?
Infinity system will do it automatically.
Okay.
Boom.
What is an Infinity system?
Infinity system's a top line carrier. It's their brand name for their top line.
Okay. And if you're building a home, like I did, might be a good idea to check to see if your humidifiers are turned on.
That would help. Yeah. That would help.
Yeah. As your thermostat reading at 21% humidity levels, and my wood is splitting all throughout my house. Yeah.
And squeaking.
Yeah. So, and I'm texting him. He's like, "Your system's fine." He's like, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm like, I'm telling you, it's 21%. He's like, it's just fine. Blah, blah, blah. So we called the guy out that installed it. Yeah, he didn't turn it on. Yeah, nice. Just a minor slight challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I went to Apt and spent $130 on a 14-gallon humidifier. Yeah, nice job, builder. 312-981-7200. It wasn't the builder. It was the installer of the system.
There you go.
That's all right. I can't.
Yeah, don't blame the builder.
I still need the builder.
Come on.
I need them both. Yeah. I'm just saying. I'm just making a public service announcement. You're building a house, make sure they turn it on going into the winter. 312-981-7200. Amy in Wisconsin, you have a leak under your basement window. Hello.
Hello. I love your show, by the way, David.
Thank you. I listen
all the time.
Oh, well, thank you.
My husband makes fun of me. But so I have a leak coming up, though, through the floor. It looks like right where the wall meets the cement floor in my basement.
What's that called, Roy? Hang on.
Cove joint?
That's the cove joint. Okay, Amy, your cove joint. Yeah, you've got water coming in through your cove joint.
Hmm.
And it's right under the window well. Now, I've had water come in at the well through the window as well, but I think we've put some covers on. We've cleared out the drain, but I'm afraid we might have a crack in our foundation, crack in the tiles. I think there's an issue. So I'm assuming. I'm not sure. But it's in the same spot. It's been it's usually when we get a lot of rain all at once, but it's not all the time.
So and, it only leaks when it rains, then.
I think I heard that on a commercial.
But, well,
you're spot on, Amy. You do have an issue. If you have water in your basement, there's an issue, and there's a problem, and there's a solution to it. That's the good news. Is your basement paneled or finished in that area? Can you see the walls, or is just
I
coming
can
out
see
from
the walls?
Okay. And
I
so
can see the walls.
When it does rain hard and you're down there watching it, hopefully do you see the water? You don't. The walls are dry and the water's literally coming up at that joint where the floor and the wall meet, or do you kind of just come down and that's where you see water?
I kind of come down and that's when I see water. It's an area we don't really go over by, but I've kind of inspected the wall and it doesn't look like the wall or has been wet.
Well,
it really looks like it's coming up, but it may have been.
That's the thing. Water typically run down the wall, and it doesn't sit on the wall, so the wall will dry up very quickly, and you come down, I got a puddle on my floor, it's coming up through my floor or at that joint.
Right.
So if you're getting seepage in one area, the odds are still it might have something to do with that window well drain, and maybe you tried to clear it out or whatever, it may not handle a hard rain and things like that.
Right.
You know what the best thing to do is with this, Amy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, schedule.
Yeah, schedule a free estimate, 800-421-SEAL. We'll send an expert out, and he will, if you need to water test it, he'll go over the scenarios with you. Odds are he's going to be able to identify the problem for you and offer some solutions for it, and it won't cost you a dime.
And can they take a look at my sump pump, too? I think the discharge, we may need to increase the size on that discharge. So, will they do two things when they come out if I ask them? Because it's over in that same corner where the sump pump discharges.
No, hopefully you won't even have to ask them, Amy. My people are trained when they come out and you ask for a free estimate. You're going to get a full inspection of your basement inside and out and uncover other things. You're going to check your downspouts. Yeah. You're going to check your window well covers, yard drainage.
And I like going down there.
And all those things. So that's all for the all tidy same price of free. So I think you'll be very pleased with the inspection and really appreciate you calling.
Hey, I got a question for you. Why does your husband make fun of you for listening to the show? What's
because he knows it means that there may be a job coming for him.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Remember, I'm the same person that texted you those big dogs in my floor. That's my next project.
Next.
Yep. Got it. Okay. All right, Igor's coming up. So hang on, Amy. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. We're going to hit a quick break. We have Nicole Markovicus, Rosemary Gansky, Lorena Perez, Diana Novak, Samuel Capasso. Thanks for going to cbdvest.com and donating for our vestathon that helped us raise over $215,000 to purchase over 400 vests for the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation for our Chicago police officers. Again, we have this White Sox experience, $3,000, 22 tickets, 6 parking passes in a suite for a game in May. Text me, 773-456-6526. That's my cell phone, 773-456-6526. The first listener that texts me gets the package for a $3,000 donation. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Ben in Buffalo Grove, you've got a question for Mr. Spencer, the love doctor.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what we need.
You got to give me some time to work.
No, you got to come up with something better than that.
I'll be glad to endorse you guys anytime. So.
Oh, God, you're horrible.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Nice edit. Makes me sound even worse to some people than I am. 312-981-7200. Special announcement next Sunday is the pancake breakfast, February 27th, St. John Fisher Kane Hall on the South Side, $20 per family. I'll be making pancakes for a $5,000 donation. I will stay away from the South Side that day and nowhere near St. John's Fisher Kane Hall. If you don't want me to make pancakes and maybe get your kids sick, donate $5,000 and I won't go. 312-981-7200. If not, I will be there helping to make pancakes. 312-981-7200. Gail Wren, Kevin Banks, Joyce Birdsong, Chris Martakis, and Raymond Giff, thanks for supporting the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation Vestathon. We did with your wonderful donation. 312-981-7200, WGNDavid.com. What this past week, Kari, You get tons of calls, like everybody on the show gets tons of calls from listeners. What's the main theme? What are the callers into your office asking? Top three.
Well, basically, they all relate around what's going to happen with pricing. So, you know, as that relates to timing, interest rates, and buyer demand.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you guys tell them?
Well, it appears from what the experts are saying is prices of homes are still going to be on the rise in 2022.
Inventory
is going to be very low, and that's why the pricing is going to be high.
And a lot of that has to do with more, and what you're going to see downtown, right, is that you only have, I talked to a tax appeal expert, and this gentleman told me that only 40% of the commercial space downtown has been renewed, which means you've got 60% that's not being renewed.
Wow.
Quick math there. I know
yes.
You're thinking, God, you are a math wizard. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Which translates into a lot of the listeners are spending more time, Jeremy could attest to this, in their homes. How's that coffee, Roy? Good? Good. Did you put cream in there?
We could hear it right on the mic.
I can't tell if there was cream and sugar or just cream in there. Could that and that slurp sounded maybe no
it
sugar?
It sounded refreshing.
Or is it, you know,
it was hot.
Is it hot?
Okay.
That's
hot
good.
Coffee.
Hot coffee. Roy Spencer slurping on the air. That's good. Laura Ann, nice job training. Good media training at PermaSeal. So a lot of our listeners are at home. Not coming downtown, not going into the office, working from home.
Yeah.
Your home becomes more valuable.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
We've been building in-house offices.
Yes.
You know, in-home offices. We took that open floor plan and started building boxes for people so everybody could kind of get their own space.
That is
so what's happening. Yeah.
That's why the inventory is people are not moving into bigger homes anymore.
No.
They could stay in their current home.
Yep. Or additions, yeah.
Or add additions onto their existing home. That's why, you know, everybody's like, well, what the hell is going on? Number one, after the recession, we didn't have any like large-scale tracts of building going on for 10 years.
At least.
At least, right?
At least.
You
right.
saw it, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Up to 07, 08.
No new construction, you guys know.
Yeah, they weren't, they used to be blowing out cornfields and soybean fields and wheat fields. All the way out to Volo, okay? And every time you went further west and further west and further west, there'd be another track. 150.
Yeah.
You don't see that. You haven't seen that in the abundance as you did prior to 07.
Nope.
Okay? So you have a lack of build,
yes.
Especially in your area. St. Charles and Naperville. I mean, try to get to St. Charles.
Yeah. I mean, where are you going to build in St. Charles or Naperville?
Right.
You're limited.
Yes. Yeah.
There's not a whole lot going. You'd have to knock down one of those gigantic churches. You can knock down one of those gigantic churches.
I don't think. You're allowed to do that.
Well, you can't.
Okay.
God will strike you dead. But if you did, you could build like 400 houses.
Sure.
I mean
okay.
These churches, I drive out there. I'm like, for love of God, where are the Jews? There's no Jews out here in St. Charles.
No, there's
not. Like one church and there's another church. And then I'm like, what the heck's going on here? I don't see any synagogues. It's 59,
right.
Randall Road,
yeah.
Right? Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay?
Right.
Nothing. I dropped
You should petition for one.
I should start a synagogue
in
St. Charles.
Rabbi Dave.
Yeah, exactly.
Rabbi Dave. Shabbat Shalom. I'm just saying.
I know you're saying.
If you would knock down a church, you could probably build 500 houses with the volume of land. These
bad marketing, but yeah, okay.
It would probably probably not be the one to be the guy. Right, bad marketing, but I'm just throwing it out there.
Sure.
But there's not a lot.
The
track build that we used to have up till 07 when everything went to hell in a handbasket hasn't picked up in the past 13, 14 years, Jeremy.
Yeah, and we've seen it. Pick up, right? You have seen new construction, but now we're limited with materials. You
yes.
were limited last year with lumber. Now it's, I can't, windows are taking 20 weeks, doors are taking 20 weeks. Like, come on, build a house in 2.5 years from now.
Generators are 8 months.
Eight months. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
We put an order in last May. We still don't have it.
So that just further exacerbates the price of existing housing,
yes.
right? Because it used to be that was a moderator. Right?
Sure.
Am I wrong? That it used to moderate, the value of, well, I could buy a new house for this.
Yeah.
Now you can't.
You
can't
you
touch
physically
a new
can't.
House. You can't get into a new house.
You can't
house.
Even build a custom
That's
new
gotta
house.
That's got to inflate the prices of existing real estate. Right?
Yes.
It's supply and demand. And your buyers out there have got to be frustrated. Because we keep writing, I know Steve keeps writing, who you work with, letters upon letters, pre-approval letters and letters, 123 Maple, 144 Oak, 118 Cedar. I got a master of the trees.
I was
going to
say,
trees.
We're buying those houses right now.
It's awesome. Everybody's like, hey, you just mentioned, it was like romper room. Hey, that's 118 Cedar. No, but what I'm trying to get to, our listeners are staying in their homes longer because they could work out of their homes and they don't have to schlep downtown.
Yeah.
And those listeners that used to sell their homes to come downtown to because they have to work downtown and they didn't like that commute, there's no more commute.
Sure.
I drive by the Northbrook Metro Station and there's parking lots empty.
Yeah.
It's 15 to 20% full, 80% to 85% empty. I know, Roy, you're thinking, quick math, the guy's a genius. 18 on my ACT. I crushed that math section on the SAT. But it's not drive by any Metra parking lot, train stop, and see what I'm talking about. That's why you don't have inventory. It's just at a shortage and a premium.
Really a true change. And what we're seeing, too, is people, you know, St. Charles is quite a distance from the city. So we used to have the problem of people that worked in Chicago didn't want to live in St. Charles or Naperville.
Right. Exactly.
Now they do because they only have to
come. Nice area, great, and I don't have to commute.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Because you need a helicopter to get to St. Charles.
I get it.
You do not.
Yeah, you do.
You do.
From Northbrook, it's an hour and 15 minutes.
It's worth the drive. It's a beautiful community.
Not necessarily.
It is a beautiful community. Nobody's not.
It's gorgeous out there. It's gorgeous out there. It's very. It's just not an easy way to get to.
And Ben's like,
go to break.
59.
We got to go to break. 312-981-7200. And all the priests and the pastors, I'm only joking, okay? Yeah. I don't need the letters.
You are not going to demo churches.
And I'm not going to open up a synagogue because there's only four Jews out there. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPros, call, text, and photo line. And you're listening to AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Text us what the craziest thing you found in your sump pimp. A pump pimp? What?
For
some pimp.
Whoever looks in there.
Some pimp.
What is it?
Some.
Sump.
Pit. Sump pit.
Say that 10 times quick.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
815, I think you sent this, Roy. I got a question. Can't David give any other names out? He's given the same ones and he keeps on repeating and messing up the punctuation. Lots of people donated, so couldn't hear you say anybody else's name that might be easier. Instead of repeating the names of the ones over and over again, love the show. What's that, Roy? Sorry about that.
You're practicing, that's all.
I didn't realize.
You get them right.
I'm just trying to do the right thing, and I didn't realize that I didn't hit refresh. I mean, Roy said the same thing, 815. You know, why don't you just repeat some names that you could pronounce instead of the ones from Yugoslavian countries? Caroline Soban, Gene Slater, Dave Resnicek, Christine Zizek, and Michael Gallivan. Thank you for donating to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. We have the Sox experience. $3,000.
Now, Dave, thanks for home services.
Oh, you're taking that.
We're taking that, yeah.
Right. Wow.
The only Southside guy. I have to take it.
Roy, would you like it for $35 to bid it up?
I've already got tickets, but thank you.
That's it. Cheers. Mega Pros Germany, you want $4,000.
No, I don't like sports.
All right, nice job, Rich. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Illinois awesome, Sports Rich. Authority, you guys, Dykstra just took out the 22 tickets and 6 parking passes for a game in May. We just bought 6 more vests.
Beautiful.
So thank you for that. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You had a text about a texter wanted to know about job opportunities.
Yeah, the 630 texter. I know a young man who's grown up in my neighborhood and now 24 years old. He's bright, hard worker. He wants to learn to be an HVAC technician. Maybe.
Oh, no,
after we're done reading this, we'll see what he wants to do. Do you have a program to hire and train talented young men from scratch?
Yes.
If so, who should he contact?
He should contact Rich Dykstra Sr. at 1-800-421-3220.
So that's been a hot topic and debatable because maybe he doesn't want to.
That I will bid on.
Yeah, okay, maybe he doesn't want, like, he could call 847-658-8989 and be a carpenter.
And with Mega Pros.
With Mega Pros anytime. We have a great trade program as well. For young men and women out there.
Roy Spencer, you want to jump in?
Call 800-421-SEAL. And we have apprentice plumbers, electricians, waterproofing technicians, salespeople, you know, whatever he wants to do, we will train him.
To Way too
it,
many so. Choices.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
Hold on. We got a fair time. We have a realtor in here. Kari Kohler, any opportunities for your team?
Yes, we are always looking for strong, talented people on our real estate team.
Do you have to lift a shovel, you pick up a shovel to sell real estate?
You do not.
Do you have to pick up a 2x4 to sell real estate?
You do not.
Don't you want to? I mean, come on. Wouldn't you want to? It's so much cooler. You're working out and working and getting paid for it all at the same time. It's
and
amazing.
And you can nail it.
And you can nail it. Exactly.
Have you or any of the realtors you know ever installed any ductwork?
No.
For fun.
No, not for fun.
312-981-7200. Special shout out to our friend David Haas. Miracle Method. He is out at the DuPage Home Show?
Oakbrook.
Didn't I say Oakbrook? Oakbrook Home Show at the Drake facility out there.
Big, really, really nice booth. Good job, Dave.
Nice booth. Great job. He's got a Chicago Bears coated
That's cool.
Bathtub out there. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We had a message here about adjustable rate mortgages, Kari Kohler. What I know my feelings on them. What are your feelings?
I feel they're great. I mean, I think we were talking at the break that the adjustable rate mortgage is a 15-year.
Yeah, it's a 15-year fixed, six-month adjust every 6 months, amortized over 360 months. What does that mean? That means that your payment's based upon a 30-year fixed payment schedule. Your rate is fixed for 15 years. The average person lives in a home, first-time home buyer, on a national average for how long of a period of time?
7 years.
7 years. So you're getting 7 years worth, 15 years worth of protection. Even if you're there a long period of time, it doesn't matter. What we've seen with the increase in rates and the affordability factor of buying a home, $400,000 worth of financing is now costing you, it's a fact, $360 more a month in a mortgage payment than it did in August of 2020. It's just a fact. The interest rate went from 2.5%. You're now at around 4.5%. Don't believe that crap you see on the interstate. Call us now for all these rates. If you're getting a rate in the threes today, you're paying unbelievable closing costs to get that rate. It's called bait and switch. It's just like you call and get your deep cleaning for
ultra deep
cleaning for $59, and you're walking away with a super duper cleaning for $2,200.
Yep, absolutely.
It's a scumbag move.
Yep.
But the arms are something our listeners need to be open to, because there's nothing afraid of adjustable rate mortgages if you understand them.
Yes. So it's the education that needs to happen so that they feel comfortable with them. There really is no reason. And the other thing we were talking about during break is that within 15-year period, there's very likely going to be time to refinance.
So something's going to happen. I've got a couple right now. 3.75%, $90,000 worth of credit card debt. We put them into a rate in the fives. It gave them a full closing cost credit, saved them $1,000 a month. You think they give two beans about the interest rate? No. They're saving a G-note a month.
Right.
Yeah.
And guess what? That $1,000 a month, eliminating their credit card debt, when their credit scores get up and they qualify, we're going to put them into a 15-year ARM afterwards, because they're not going to be there for 15 years. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I've got two food opportunities. Graziano's Sub. You get a sub sandwich a week for 52 weeks. It's a $720 value, $500. One sub sandwich a week. It's a tax-deductible donation. Chicago Culinary Kitchen, you get one entree, one side. It's a $1,400 value. We're going to try to get rid of that for $1,000 to raise money for the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. If you want either one of those unbelievable opportunities to eat tremendously delicious food and get a and help us buy three vests, text me 773-456-6526. Before we hit a break here, Benny, you ready? I got to put a shout out to your sister, Diane, who she's up in Michigan.
Michigan.
I made a comment about our lady listener, our female listener in Granger, when Frank was in here, Wazalewski was going out to look at her home to put in a lift, about how I wanted some Amish blackberry jam, which
yes,
is
you did.
Delicious. Mm. I don't know what's going on with the Amish, but they know how to make some jam.
Yeah, and furniture. Never, they know how to make a lot.
I don't care
not
about
just jam.
Let's, okay, let's just talk about the jam. Okay, the furniture's all right, but the jam.
Okay,
forget about it. So I had to go in. I opened it. I had a little bit. I know I'm on the soda diet. Blackberry jam from the Amish, not on the top of the list. But So instead of 45 minutes working out, I worked out for 48 minutes. So I had a little taste, and it was delicious. So special shout out to your sister, Diane.
Yep.
Because the day you brought it in, I forgot to mention it, and you got the boot when you, that guy didn't mention. So Diane, I called her and I texted her, so I just want to give her public acknowledgement.
There you go. She'll appreciate it.
Thank you, Diane, and stop buying me stuff for now.
Yeah.
When I lose another 20, you can buy me all the jam you want. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to refresh my names so I don't get text messages from people. What's wrong with this guy? I'm just trying to thank people. Have a 3-hour. You try to keep the balls going in the air that are on fire and keep the plate spinning so they don't crash, right?
I'm just glad to hear I'm not the only guy hanging on your every word. That's all.
There you go.
Somebody else was paying attention.
Well, that's good. It's the other listener we got. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. That's AmeriCorps call, text, and photo lines. We got another 14 minutes to go. 312-981-7200. Then it's Let's Get Legal with Mr. My Good Friend John Hanson. We'll be back after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Yeah, and we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product as well, okay?
Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's the first time somebody's been excited.
Oh, wow.
It's been a while. That's good. I'm glad Ruth is excited. Like, she's all pumped up.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We got another text message there. Jeremy, you want to throw out there?
Yeah. How to clean mud and dirt off a new basement floor. The construction workers were always walking around unfinished basement floor, wait until summer, And I said, hey, Dave's recommendations would be sell the house.
Sell the house.
Yeah, just pretty much sell the house.
Yeah, get rid of
just,
it.
Yeah.
Why deal with that mess?
Exactly. I'm sure there's a Mr. Floor cleaner that will clear that up.
Yeah, go to MrFloor.com and get the cleaning product.
Let's be PC about it. Could be a husband, could be a wife, could be a them, could be a they.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's what.
That's what you get with Rich. Thank God your father's not here. Yeah, send him down there.
Yeah.
What? Here's another good one. Please talk about how to clean a smelly dishwasher. Nothing seems to work. The landlord says to bomb with vinegar and baking soda. It did not work. Any suggestion would welcome. Again, I would
sell the house. Sell the house. Exactly. Don't buy a new dishwasher.
I'd rent another place. Yeah.
I'd go through all that mess.
They'd have to disclose it, though.
So. I'd still rent another place. I'd call apt, have them come out, charge the landlord. 312-9. Here's another one. I'd wash my dishes by hand. 312-9.
Hey.
Simple solutions, some major problems. David Hochberg at your service. Linda Harwood Heights, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Great. We got 3 minutes left. How can we help you? No pressure.
Okay. In 2009, I had a lot of work done on my house. I had a roof put on. I had a new furnace air conditioner. And the difference in 2009 with previous work I had done is, now I did not use anybody in the panel because I was not listening at the time, was that a journeyman or a licensed person would come out. But then they would send workers that were new to the country. And I have nothing against new people, you know. But everything they fixed didn't turn out well. And so what I'm asking is, you know, what is the difference between a licensed plumber and somebody, say, like, who PermaSeal or Dykstra or anything is training? What is the difference as far as level of education? That's all.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, Linda. Hang on 1 second. So she called you out first, right? So what's the difference between a PermaSeal employee or a Dykstra employee, we'll get to Rich, or a MegaPro employee as opposed to some chuck in a truck?
Well, first and foremost, comes to mind is that we only use our own employees. We don't use subcontractors. So when we send somebody out to your home, they know what they're doing. They're trained. And we have new people, but they're working with an experienced crew chief. And so that's who you'll be dealing with. And so, but there are contractors who everybody's busy. And so they, what we call spike the job, sell the job, and then they sub it out to, you know, sometimes unskilled people, sometimes unlicensed people and stuff like that. So it's really important when you deal with a contract to find out who's actually going to be doing the work.
It's Rich Dykstra.
And we all background check, too, so we know who's going into your house is safe. And the training, too, we do our own training in-house.
Mm-hmm. MegaPro's Jeremy.
Yeah, I think one of the hot topics is figure out service warranty. You know, we're starting to see a lot of that where customers get a 1-year warranty or the company's kind of your point, Roy, like they're out of business in 3 years. How good is a lifetime warranty if they've only been in business 3 years and they're not going to be there anymore? So I'd really put some focus on my service warranty. How long can they, will they fix it for if something is broken?
Kari, what type of background checks do you put on the members of your team that come to you?
We do a background check. It's through a company that just gives us criminal and, you know, what they've done in the past, so to speak.
Well, you know, you're going into listeners' homes.
Yep. Yes.
We've got the same background check because we're working with their financial, everything financial.
Absolutely.
You know, social security numbers, bank accounts, everything that you have to do. You have to go through a thorough background check. And to be a loan officer, you need a you got to get fingerprinted to make sure that there's no felonies or anything like that on your.
Yep. I think we all background check, drug test. Yep.
Pretty standard stuff.
It is.
Rich, what do you want to leave us with, buddy? A nugget of knowledge.
Change your filters, please.
And the arrows pointing
to the furnace.
Point to the furnace. Doesn't matter what side. If as long as the arrows are pointing to the furnace, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. We get more no heat calls because of dirty filters.
Okay. So, phone number and website.
1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuy.com.
And the afraid level of your daughter, who's really not in Jamaica but hiding under her bed right now because she didn't have the stones to come down here.
I know.
On a level of 1 to 10, 10 being she won't come out from under the bed, and 1 meaning she just is just weak. Where would you place her?
I'd put her probably at a 10.
At a 10?
Okay.
Well, she's got a lot of work to do, Jen.
Yeah.
Well, you invite me on next time, Big Shot, and I'll come down. Well, we did, and you didn't.
You didn't show up.
There you go.
Enough said there, Jen.
Yep.
Supposedly in Jamaica. Kari Kohler, what would you like to leave our listeners? What nugget of knowledge would you like to leave our listeners with?
Make your real estate move now. It's important. Timing is right. Whether you're a buyer or a seller right now, the time is now.
Market's hot. Phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you?
630-673-4586, and the website is thekohlergroup.com.
Like the showers and bank, K-O-H-L-E-R.
Yes.
Thekohlergroup.com.
Correct.
Mr. Spencer, what nugget of knowledge would you like to leave our listeners with today?
Well, likewise, act with urgency. Like I say, it's still February. We are going to have a price increase in March. So if you're contemplating or thinking about or wondering about work or planning on doing work, do it now. Get the estimates now and lock in last year's prices before we have to raise them.
MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
I forgot to play that earlier. I'm surprised I didn't get an email, text message from your father.
You'll get one.
With pictures of people at the pool.
Like, don't worry. If you're planning on a 2022 project, contact us immediately.
There you go.
I mean, schedules are already booked up, and it's just no pressure, no urgency. Just, hey, we want to work together, and it's everything's taking way, way longer.
This number. That's if you want to call Mr. Floor.
347-658-8989.
That's what happens when you put them next to each other and I can't read. 312, if you want to reach me.
We know you can't read.
My God, what is wrong with me? Get him off the air. Hey, Hanson, get ready. Do your deep bend exercises. Deep knee, deep bending.
Wow.
Start stretching.
It's almost one.
There. Yeah, we're throwing it over to Hanson. This is David Hochberg. You want to reach me during the week, talk about your mortgage challenges, credit enhancement, whatever you need. 855-56-DAVID. Go to 56david.com. Thanks for listening. We will be back next Saturday. Dykstra Home Services, thanks for the $3,000 donation for the sock suite.
You're welcome.
And enabling us to buy another 6 vests. Very cool. 312-981-7200 if you want to call into Mr. Hanson. Let's get legal coming up next. Thanks for listening, everybody.